such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era, where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks. You are tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. This is your host, James Kelso, beaming this show to you live from North Dakota. We have, holding on the line here, we have our special guest for the second hour, or as much of our second hour as Mr. Secular wishes to take up, Mr. Sidney Secular, one of an extraordinary patriot who we're very privileged to have on the show here. Sidney, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jamie.
Really a great honor to have you on the show, Mr. Secular. I'm going to introduce you properly in just a moment, but before I do that, if you'll excuse me, I want to say to our callers who are on the phone, please hang on there. I know Mr. Secular shares my view that we want you on the air, and we don't want to drop your calls. I think we have a caller, Eugene, and a caller, let me just see here if I can see in my message board here, see who all is still on the line. We've got Tom in Pennsylvania and Eugene in Ohio. So if you two gentlemen will hang on, and we have George in Baltimore who is on. And Sid, let me just share this with you. As I said before the break, I wanted to address an idea. I don't know if you heard this live on the air, Sid, but our caller, George, in Baltimore, he mentioned that some people in the Ron Paul campaign, no, excuse me, some people in the libertarian movement are extremely hostile to our ideas. And, you know, it's kind of a weird thing that happens. And I wanted to, you know, confirm that experience that you've had, George. I'll give an example. During the Ron Paul revolution, friends of mine, family members of mine, contacted Mr. Roy Beck, who runs a website called numbersusa.org, a wonderful website, numbersusa.org. If you haven't ever seen that website, go there. It's a brilliant website created by one man, Roy Beck, who is, like you, Mike, who called from, I think, Maryland. Mike, you mentioned you were a mathematician. Roy Beck understands the statistical problem we have, the mathematical problem that we have, and anyway, we contacted Roy Beck, and we got him to agree to give a private, he would walk over to Ron Paul's headquarters in Washington, D.C. from his offices, and he would give Ron Paul an all-day free seminar in those statistical mathematical imperatives that we face as we are overwhelmed by, you know, an immigration invasion, for example. And we you know, this was wonderful. We thought, oh my gosh, we've got the top guy, Roy Beck. He's going to go give a 1-day personal hands-on seminar to Ron Paul. This will solve the problem. But we ran into a roadblock. One of the staffers on the Ron Paul staff, who was a libertarian kind of guy, he nixed the idea. He cut us off at the pass, and we never got Ron Paul to have the 1-day seminar for free with Roy Beck. But that's that maddening sort of thing that happens with some of these guys. They just think we're so politically incorrect, George, that they, you know, they get hostile. And, you know, what can you do about it? It's just some of the libertarians and some of the people in the conservative cause. They're just afraid of how politically incorrect we seem, and they get a little angry and upset at us. Well, anyway, I'm going to, George, I know George wants to let you, Mr. Secular, have a chance at the microphone, and our two callers that are on the line, Eugene in Ohio and Tom in Pennsylvania, I want to hang on to you. But let me introduce Mr. Sidney Secular, and we're going to come back to you callers. This extraordinary individual is on the board of directors of one of the premier organizations in the history of our cause, which is the Council of Conservative Citizens. And you can find the Council of Conservative Citizens at cfcc.org. And there are some other websites. I'm going to ask Mr. Secular to recite those in a moment. Sidney Secular is also assistant editor of the Citizens Informer, which is the great newspaper of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And you are also, Sid, the director of the Washington chapter of the organization.
Yes, in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland, national capital area, basically. But we do cover all of Virginia and all of Maryland and D.C. and sometimes a little bit of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Delaware, too, because we really don't have chapters in those areas.
Well, one of the extraordinary things that you've done with the Council of Conservative Citizens, and folks, I want you to remember that name, one of the extraordinary things you've done for decades now is that you have maintained on the ground face-to-face meeting groups of patriots. An extraordinary achievement, little duplicated by anybody else, so you deserve tremendous praise for that, and we're also very thankful to the CFCC for one of their directors, James Edwards, who hosts his own radio show, The Political Cesspool. He is on our board of directors of the American Freedom Party. We are most honored to have James Edwards as one of our board of directors members, and he is also a board of directors member and a leading light of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And I know you've had, can I call you Sid, Sidney?
Yes, sure.
Thanks. Sidney and I have talked on the phone many times. We've met at Patriot events over the years, going back a number of years. I've always wanted to have Mr. Secular on my show, and one of the listeners to the show facilitated making that possible this week. So many thanks to that listener. And folks out there, other listeners, if you have access to someone that you would like to hear on this program, contact them, contact me. Let me give you my phone number, folks. It's 701-317-5317. You can call me personally at home and help set up a guest appearance if you like. Mr. Secular, you have had in your events in Washington that you have hosted, you've had an extraordinary who's who of the Patriot cause, including James Edwards and including another board of directors member of ours, Dr. Tom Sunick.
Yes, I've had Tom Sunick 4 times as speaker at our events. And we had our largest turnout ever at one of Tom Sunick's speeches, which was 75 members. And we've had, you know, always very large attendance at his events. He's our most popular speaker.
So Sid, you'll be booking Tom Sunick again. We're setting up a national speaking tour for Tom Sunick, in which he will crisscross the United States. And you folks in Maryland and Virginia and D.C. will certainly get to hear Tom Sunick again, hosted by Sid Secular and the Council of Conservative Citizens, on that speaking tour, again. So, I'll be talking about that a lot, and I'll be calling you, on the side here, Sid, to help coordinate that, because the meetings that you put together are some of the largest patriot meetings in the U.S., some of the most, interesting and, important. And you, the speeches that you, the talks that you get are really groundbreaking talks that you hold.
Yes, I certainly have a diversity, if you will, assortment, I don't know if that's a good term either, but a collection of speakers from all different viewpoints and political perspectives, including some that are persona non grata in some portions of our movement, you know, people who are in prison for their views, promoting our cause, and some people get scared of that and they don't, you know, want to associate with people like that, but if people have something important to say, I want them to have an opportunity to say it, so I invite them to my meetings.
Well, Rob, hold that thought, Sid, and we'll be right back with Sid Secular, our guest.
Nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to The Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's The Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Welcome back, folks. And when I was a little boy, it was a long time ago. I'm 65 years old. I'm not going to reveal Mr. Secular's age, but he's up there in that age bracket with me and has seen it all. And he's witnessed tremendous changes that have occurred in our country. And Sid, I'd like you, the Council of Conservative Citizens has been there also, going way back. And I'd like you, in the course of your time on our show today, Sid, please be unabashed in your bragging about the CFCC, what you folks have done. I'm a member of the CFCC. I need to get my dues paid up. Sorry, Sid. I urge people to join the CFCC and the Citizens Informer, of which Sid is an assistant editor. Could you brag on that for just a moment, Sid?
Yes, I'd like to tell you about that. I cover the letters to the editor, and anybody's welcome to send a letter on any subject to me, and also chapter reports. We have about 30 chapters nationwide. We have some very active chapters, for example, in Ohio and St. Louis and my chapter, and in Tennessee, where we have demonstrations. We distribute literature. We attend gun shows. We do everything to publicize the cause and our organization. I wanted to say something about what I can do. I can send out copies of the Citizens Informer to anybody who would like one, and also a packet of different newspapers such as the Nationalist Times, our paper, and other papers such as the First Freedom, to anybody who asks, and I can give you my mailing address, and you could just send it to Sydney Secular. It's SECULAR, P.O. Box 8336. That's 8336. Silver Spring, M.D., or Maryland, 20907, 20907. And another thing that we just started doing in January is creating and distributing a chapter newsletter, and each newsletter will cover a particular subject in great depth. For example, our February newsletter was 19 pages long, and it covered the issue of the traditional family being the basic unit of human society and why it should remain so. And then the previous one in January had to do with our cultural, natural, and racial integrity. I could read from our statement of principles. CFCC has a two-page long statement of principles that we go by and haven't changed since Sam Francis, who's our leading light, passed away in 2005. We support the cultural and national heritage of the United States and the race and civilization of which it is a part, as well as the expression and celebration of the legitimate subcultures, ethnic, and regional identities of our people. We oppose all efforts to discredit, debunk, denigrate, ridicule, subvert, or express disrespect for that heritage. We believe public monuments and symbols should reflect the real heritage of our people, not a politically convenient, inaccurate, insulting, or fictitious heritage. That was kind of the subject of our first newsletter, which was 12 pages long. And we're going to have one on immigration, affirmative action, the Israeli lobby, black crime, and we can go on and on. We have enough topics to go on for years, and we have this all in the pipeline ready to go, and we'll send anybody who requests copies of this publication and put them on a subscription basis, if you will, if they would like that. There's no charge for it, but we would like a contribution to keep us going. I had contributions totaling $500 for the first issue, and I need something like that to go ahead and do it on a regular basis. I'm kind of a one-man band. I'm almost doing this full-time, sending out materials such as our paper and other papers and this newsletter and other assorted literature. I have a great assortment of everything from the U.S., Canada, and overseas, too, which I throw in, you know, just to spice up our packages.
Folks, please avail yourself of this. This is a wonderful offer and opportunity from Sydney Secular. And let me repeat that address that he gave you at Sydney Secular, S-E-C-U-L-A-R, at P.O. Box 8336, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20907. What an opportunity to get yourself a copy of the Citizens Informer. What a magnificent magazine format now that it has. Please take up this offer from the assistant editor, Sydney Secular. Sid, I'll tell you what. I've got two callers. I've made them wait interminably through the top of the hour break. And let me just ask them to come into the call here and offer you a question. I got Tom in Pennsylvania, I think. Tom in Pennsylvania and Eugene in Ohio. I think Eugene was in line first. Eugene, are you there? I've got my finger. Eugene, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Boy, thank you, sir, for waiting so long. I admire your patience. Are you familiar with the Council of Conservative Citizens, Eugene?
Yeah, I've read about them a little bit there over the past. There's some articles there, but what I wanted to say was about your one caller a few calls back talking about how, well, Ron Paul is a libertarian, and so he supports open borders. Well, people have to remember what he said about the I guess he was speaking particularly to the big fences and machine gun crowds, okay? That they could just as easily use that fence to keep Americans in along with their capital so they can't get out. So I'd like to know what people think about that. And as far as these, I don't know, I call them, a lot of people call them neocons. I want to call them cardboard conservatives. And these are ones that they raise an eyebrow when people start talking about their freedoms that was given to them by God, okay, unalienable rights, I guess is what you call it.
Yes, sir.
If I wanna smoke marijuana all day long, you know, the law, this is what pisses me off. The law has nothing to say about as well as if I wanted to grow hundreds of acres of hemp to make my lot in life better, or if I want to grow 100 acres of straight-out marijuana to make my lot in life better. I can't see where the government has any say about this, but these conservatives, or neocons, what I call them, they don't want to hear this. You know, you start talking about your rights and as an individual and your liberties here in this country, they don't want to hear this kind of stuff, because I tell you why, because they've all been brainwashed by the same people that tells them that Israel and the Jews are the chosen knights of God, and you can't talk about that either.
Eugene, yeah. Eugene, let me address the first things you talked about there. And the I was there when Ron Paul said, yes, a fence built could not only be used to keep invaders out, but it could be used to keep us in. And that's a cogent point by Ron Paul, and that's something we have to be, it's worth thinking about. But one of the things that Ron Paul did that, you're referring to is that he believes in freedom, and he believes that the federal government does not have the right, for instance, to regulate everything about your private life, know everything about you. This is what Edward Snowden believed and why he became a whistleblower. So this is, I can tell you're a big fan of Ron Paul, and thank you very much for calling in. We got a break here, and I want to hear from Tom in Pennsylvania. So hang on, Tom.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. This is James Kelser, your host, and I'm very honored to have as our special guest Mr. Sidney Secular. He is on the board of directors of the Council of Conservative Citizens. He is an assistant editor of the Citizens Informer, the magnificent magazine mailed out by the CFCC. That's how we fondly refer to the Council of Conservative Citizens, the CFCC. And I asked our previous caller, Eugene in Ohio, if he were familiar with the CFCC. And folks, if you have not explored the wonderful work of the CFCC, go to their website. And Sid, give the folks the website of the Council of Conservative Citizens, please.
www.cofcc.org. And this website has had recently 160,000 hits in one day, which was an all-time record, which doubled the previous record, and that had to do with the Trayvon Martin affair. So anytime something in the news comes up regarding black crime, we really get a lot of hits. We cover worldwide news that are of interest to whites and conservatives in general, and we're constantly changing it every single day.
Folks, that was COFCC.org.
Right.
And the and folks, the no organization is more opposed to the neocon agenda than the CFCC. So our last caller was expressing his opposition to neocons and all that they stand for and what they've done to our country and so on. And the CFCC is in the forefront of folks opposing the neocon baloney that we're getting largely through the Republican Party, interestingly enough.
Right. We're a political organization, but we don't take up for any one particular candidate. We're kind of prohibited by our bylaws to not sponsor any one candidate. But we sponsor the conservative, the true conservative viewpoint, or what we call paleo-conservative viewpoint, which is outlined in our Statement of Principles, which is on the website and in the newspaper.
And folks, you may have missed the reference by Mr. Secular to his predecessor as the head of the Washington chapter of the CFCC, Mr. Sam Francis. Sid, I had the great, great privilege of having a chance to meet Sam Francis at American Renaissance events. And what a giant in our cause. Sam Francis wrote the Statement of Principles of the CFCC. You want to read that. You want to find out more about Sam Francis. Tell us a little bit, tell us something about Sam Francis, Sid.
Well, he was an editor for the Washington Times newspaper, and then he wrote a piece saying that, the United States should retain its ethnic heritage of largely white people, and that ran afoul of the chief of the newspaper, so he was dismissed. Then he started his own organization and newsletters and his own participation with CFCC, which, he had earlier, but he put himself, full-time just about into CFCC and his own organizations. And he's from Tennessee, and he represents Southern values. And his writings and those of another patriot, Joseph Sobran, S-O-B-R-A-N, are being maintained and archived by an organization called the Fitzgerald Griffin Foundation. And if you Google that, the Fitzgerald Griffin Foundation, you can obtain all the past writings of Sam Francis, and you can get CDs and so forth also by contributing some small amount to the organization. And Joseph Sobran is considered the number one authority on the Constitution of all time, so you can really find out what the Constitution was all about, and his particular style of writing is unique and unexcelled up to now. So that's the Fitzgerald Griffin Foundation. And I'm not quite sure of their website. I don't want to quote something wrong, but you can Google it and find it out easily enough. And I wanted to say just something on behalf of the Numbers USA organization. They almost single-handedly have stopped the immigration reformer, so to speak, from passing amnesty. Every time this comes up, they get just literally hundreds of thousands of faxes sent in to congressmen all over the country, which makes them think twice about it, and then they back down, such as Boehner has done this time around. Overnight, he changed from wanting to push it through to kind of saying, we're not going to work on this particular session of Congress. He just gave up on it. And what they do to make it easy for people is to give you a pre-canned fax. If you just sign up with the website, you can get this fax and just have your name automatically added to it, and you just press a button and off it goes. And there's no work or thought that you have to really participate in, to get your word out to your congressman and get your name, out there. So there's another group called FAIR, F-A-I-R, Federation for American Immigration Reform, but they're kind of falling behind the Numbers USA organization. So, even though Numbers USA is not especially racially oriented, they're still doing the hard work for us on the immigration issue,
I'm glad you share my admiration for Roy Beck, the founder of NumbersUSA.org. And it is extraordinary what they're doing. But the first site I want you folks to go to is cofcc.org. That's Sid Secular's organization. He is a member of the board of directors and an assistant editor of the Citizens Informer, the magazine, newspaper of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And let me see if I can't now. If I've got Tom in Pennsylvania and John in Illinois. Tom, have you got a short question specifically for Mr. Secular?
Yes, that's we're like number one in that regard. We have a full spectrum of conservative issues or paleoconservative issues, as we call them. But we're the only organization that's not afraid to be called racist or to promote whatever is good for the Caucasian race. So a lot of our entries on the website, as you see, have to do with black-on-white crime and Martin Luther King and Trayvon Martin. And February is being Black History Month. We have a lot of material on the Tuskegee Airmen as not being worth even having in the Army, yeah, because they really didn't do anything compared to the white pilots piloting the same planes, and all these various inventions that they claim, like, but you know, potato chips and dusters for sweeping up, you know, your floor and such like that, you know, really had nothing to do with blacks, but they take credit for it. So we bring out a lot of very interesting stuff that people would be interested in. Plus all the depredation, shall we say, the crime that goes on all around the country that is not reported by the what I call the lamestream media. They cover it up, and a lot of times they will make it look like whites perpetrated a crime, whereas somebody else did. They should do anything at all to cover up the fact that we have, what shall we call it, an epidemic of black-on-white crime. And over the last 50 years, perhaps 60,000 whites have been killed in crimes. You know, it's like the frog in the hot water. You don't know it because it happens a little bit at a time, and people just are not aware of it because the media is hiding it. But it just goes on and on and on, and it just has to stop. And so we once issued an alert for Pennsylvania, for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We told people not to go to a certain part of the downtown area because they had more crime there than anywhere else in the country. Sure. So we were the only one to issue a press release to the newspapers and to people who wanted to read about it and to keep them away when they visited, you know, as tourists in Pennsylvania. So that's the kind of thing we do. We alert people of the dangers that are present in these what I call megatropolises, you know, these areas that are largely minority, you know, black and Hispanic.
Thank you very much.
Well, hey, thank you for calling. And Sid, we've got a caller here. Let me try to find my place here in this long list of callers. I've had a bunch of callers here, Sid, and I just don't want to make them hang and wait.
Sure.
Let's see here. We had John in Illinois. And John, are you there?
Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, John in Illinois. Can you fire off a question for Mr. Sid Secular on the Board of Directors of the Council of Conservative Citizens? Oh, hey, hold the thought. We have a little bit of music, and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in terror. taboos, or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're live every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest is the extraordinary Mr. Sidney Secular, a member of the Board of Directors of the Council of Conservative Citizens, itself an extraordinary organization. I have not done justice to the CFCC in this show so far. It would take hours and hours to detail, to just sketch the extraordinary achievements and contributions to our cause of the CFCC. The website where you can do your reading about the CFCC is cofcc.org. The newspaper you can read is the Citizens Informer. Can folks subscribe to the Citizens Informer without being a member of the CFCC, or how is that set up?
Right now, there's not a separate subscription for the newspaper outside of becoming a member, so we're going to remedy that. I brought that up to the board just recently. So, but at the present time, you do have to, you know, they come together. You become a member and you get the paper. And the membership is $36 a year.
And, well, folks, Yeah, that is a bargain. And the you know, when you connect with this Council of Conservative Citizens folks, you are connecting with really one of the premier handful of premier patriot organizations we have in America, with a history that goes back decades. I know you go way back, Sid, and the meetings that you've held there in the Washington, D.C. area have been extraordinary. We mentioned that our board member, Dr. Tom Sunek, has been a guest of Sid Secular, and that's an event that will recur because Tom Sunek is going to be doing a national tour, and we'll be very honored if you can host him again, Sid.
Yes, I certainly will.
We just have not had enough time. We had John from Illinois. He had a question for you. John, are you there?
Yes. Mr. Kelso, Mr. Secular, thank you.
Yes,
and by the way, I have my Citizens Informer, Volume 46, Number 2, in front of me. And for a nominal fee, this is a great publication of current events, everything from immigration to the Cracker Barrel versus Duck Dynasty. This is a great thing for folks to get, so I'd highly recommend it to your listening audience. My question, gentlemen, goes to the heart of tactics for our, cause. I've wasted at least 7 to 10 years of my life under the premise that if I could just talk to people because they're educated and reasonable, that they would certainly understand that our nation is under attack and been hijacked and so on and so forth. And I've come to, the realization that there's a preponderance of evidence that these programs exist and are out there, and that isn't doing any – we're not seeing the results that we'd like to see, or I'm not. What I'm seeing is everything the elite want, whether it's more immigration, more free trade, more police state, they're kind of getting all their way eventually and incrementally. And again, to the heart of the tactic question, I don't believe that crying or praying or voting is going to get us out of this, and I think Jamie might disagree with me somewhat on this. But again, I've come to agree more with William Pierce in this, that it's going to take more of an uprising to get people's attention. And I wondered what your thoughts on this were in regard to, while it's certainly important to have the Sunics and McDonald's and all those because they had such great credibility and you folks, but as a realist, what are we really accomplishing here?
Sid, before you take this question, let me just salute our caller, whose voice is known to me as a great patriot and a great friend. And I hope you call me personally at home soon. I just want to take my hat off to you. And now, Sid, if you'll field John's question there from Illinois.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I have a couple of different things to bring up. Some people think that, you know, when a country falls apart because of the economic problems, all of a sudden somebody's going to take over and we better be ready and we'll be the ones to take over. But we have to do the homework and groundwork in order to have that happen. We have to get people to have white racial consciousness, and we have to do that by a couple of different means. The Nationalist Times has some excellent flyers. I think people have to get thousands of those and saturate a neighborhood with those and get people to think about what the problems are. They're very unaware of it because the media has kept them in the dark. And I think we need some kind of situation or organization where people contribute, let's say, $5 per paycheck, and then we get our own media. We buy our own media and we counter what the media have, you know, the brainwashing that the media imposes upon the public. So, I mean, we could get actually $1 million or $2 if we had several thousand people contributing $5 per paycheck into a fund, and that fund would be used to establish our own media. Now, I'm not saying how we're going to do that, but I think that somebody once brought that up, some gentleman from Texas who was a Texas chapter director. And I think we need to inundate the media with letters to the editor. We need to get involved in small groups of us who decide what issue to address, and then we decide what to say. And several of us write letters to the editor on that subject. Just keep that drumbeat. I noticed that in our papers and in the general papers, there's always some people that are constantly writing, and you see their names over and over again. So we need to do that. We need two or three people's names in there all the time, and people would recognize that in the public as somebody who's really interested in, you know, doing the right thing for the country or for our cause. And another thing that I wanted to bring up that Sam Francis actually complained about when he led meetings of our local chapter is that people should leave money in their will to right-wing organizations of your choice, because we're so underfunded compared to the left that, you know,
yes,
we really can't really do much at this point in time. So in your will, you know, you can make provision for a donation or a bequest to your organizations that you're interested in.
So right, Sid. And let me now, that we're running out of time, and I want to thank John in Illinois. I want to take my hat off to you. And Sid, I want to really take my hat off to you, sir, for joining us on this program. And in the few seconds that we have remaining, I want to remind our audience that the Council of Conservative Citizens, of which Mr. Secular is a director, is an organization you want to investigate and join. Their website is cfcc.org. And John in Illinois, Mr. Secular and the American Freedom Party, we're all a big family here in our effort to save our people. And the political route, the informational route, the activist route, and, you know, even Ron Paul himself said, you know, if this gets bad enough, we're going to have to do as our ancestors did and fight back, you know, physically fight back in a revolution. Even Ron Paul said that. And you're right, John. If it gets bad enough at that point, then that is the recourse. But there's a lot of room before then, including a lot of opportunity politically and, of course, informationally, with the web wide open to us now. People like Mr. Secular can reach millions of people. You're reaching a lot of people right now, Sid. I can't thank you enough for appearing on our show. I hope that we'll be able to welcome you to this microphone again soon. Have you got a parting thought for our audience?
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate that I have all this literature that I can send out to you, copies of the paper, other papers, this monthly report or newsletter that we're putting out, which is really, each one of these is like a treatise or essay and covers the subject matter completely. One of our members has volunteered to do this, actually without any compensation. We have...
Let me give that address again, folks. You can reach Mr. Secular at P.O. Box 8336, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20907. He's made an extraordinary offer to send you a free Citizens Informer. Don't fail to take advantage of that offer. Sid, thank you so much. It's just an honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Appreciate it. Thanks for everybody for listening and asking your questions. Appreciate it very much.
So long, folks. See you again next week.